Germany continues to commend the remarkable efforts of all states parties to the convention, especially those states whose people still suffer from the devastating effects of cluster munition, sometimes decades after their use in conflict. Cooperation and assistance are paramount to reach a world free of cluster munitions and to the same extent expression of our strong shared humanitarian convictions. In this spirit, Germany takes its share in assisting affected states parties in fulfilling their obligations under the convention very seriously. Against the backdrop of increasingly dire humanitarian challenges, especially in the Gaza Strip and Ukraine, Germany has allocated over 140 million euros for the clearance of cluster munition, landmines, and other explosive remnants of war, as well as for victim assistance and risk awareness activities, advocacy, and stockpile destruction. 70 million in 2023 and another 71 million in 2024. Out of this year's 71 million, 20 million were solely purposed to meet the most urgent needs in Ukraine. Our commitment is in line with our national strategy on humanitarian demining, which has been published in March 2024. On this basis, we are giving priority to projects in countries that seek to fulfill their obligations under the Oslo and Ottawa Conventions, as well as the CCW. Thus, Germany continues its long-standing support to humanitarian mine action in key countries, such as Iraq, Bosnia and Herzegovina, South Sudan, as well as Somalia, Sri Lanka, and Afghanistan. In addition to our enhanced focus on Ukraine and the aforementioned countries, we have equally expanded our engagement with Colombia. The efficiency of humanitarian mine action, as well as the security of our implementing partners, depend on strong national frameworks, standards, and regulations. We would therefore like to express our gratitude to the national authorities in affected countries, recognizing the importance of their work for reaching a world free of cluster munition. Germany supports capacity building for national authorities inter alia through the GICHD and continues to attribute high value to this aspect of humanitarian mine action. The collection and presentation of data on the situation in individual countries and their needs is another important aspect of bringing us closer to our shared goal, as it lays the foundation for directing assistance and support. Germany is very happy to continue its support to the Cluster Munition Monitor and the important work of ICBL-CMC in general. We are ready to continue both our efforts to strengthen the Convention on Cluster Munitions and our support for clearing cluster munition remnants and other explosive remnants of war. Thank you, Madam President.